Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Let's get it. Let's get it, boys and girls, baby. A little overcast day in Phoenix, Arizona today. Yes. Let's get my voice cleared up. I got the dog right here. He doesn't like the limelight. You know what I'm saying? He don't like it. We got Dolphins-Bills tonight. We've got some more Bengals hope on tap for you. We've got... I pulled a clip. I don't know how this works on the streaming software, if you guys will be able to hear it or not, but I'm looking forward to showing you that. just a lot more Jake Browning hope core. And some predictions for tonight. I don't even know if tonight we got this Bills-Dolphins matchup probably here in about an hour and 56 minutes, something like that. And I just realized I got to pee. Dolphins plus 13. Look, I think the spread has gone down. The thing about it is, man, we got a division game. We've got a Thursday night game. It's in Buffalo. All right. And I think the only way that the Dolphins hang in this game is if they take shots early to Tyreek Hill, who has not caught a pass of 30-plus yards in longer than a calendar year. Reporters asked him about it. He got flared up. He said, "Y'all trying to piss me off today? Are y'all trying to piss me off today?" And of course, the reporters backpedal. They're like, "Oh, no, no." If I'm a goddamn reporter, I'd be like, "Yes! Yes, I'm trying to piss you off, motherfucker! Go get you 30-plus! You're supposed to be a deep threat." Listen, are the Miami Dolphins destroying Tyreek Hill's storied NFL career? Did that arrest before the game last year affect Tyreek Hill and his career? People forget about that. I think that was week two, week three last year, something like that. It was early. I remember talking about it on the show. Excuse me, mic handling here. Lord have mercy. I can't remember if it was week two, week three. It was early last season where he got pulled over by a racist cop. So, look, the Dolphins are going to have to take, they're going to have to take early shots here to Tyreek Hill to even have a chance. Okay? If the Bills get rolling, especially if the Bills score on that first possession, score on that second possession, they start playing Mr. Brightside, it's going to be over with.
You're going nowhere. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
That's gonna be Buffalo talking to Miami. Look, man. So you got Ed Oliver out for the Bills. One of the best interior D-line pass rushers in the league. He's out with an ankle injury. Okay. You got a guy on Miami's team who's also out tonight, and his name is Storm Duck. Okay, Storm Duck is out tonight. I don't know what he's got, what's ailing him. Okay, but he's got a hell of a name. You got Storm Duck out tonight. Hell of a name. Don't know how somebody with a name like that could even be injured. Ever. He's probably got incredible rehab healing powers just because of his name. Storm Duck is out tonight. Also, another guy that I completely forgot existed, who's I didn't know was with the Dolphins, and I didn't know was out tonight, is Darren Waller. Darren Waller is out tonight, and he's a Miami Dolphin. And I did not know that. I did not know that he's a Miami Dolphin. I can't remember the last time Darren Waller was really relevant in football. It's been a couple years. Okay? Hell of a comeback story. You got a guy that was addicted to opiates, a guy that didn't even like football, a guy that would stay in his bed when he was playing for the Baltimore Ravens. He would stay in his bed instead of go to practice. He's a hell of a comeback story, and he had a couple years there with the Raiders where he was a real deal dog. Think he went to the Giants, didn't do nothing, didn't do much of anything there in New York Giants. Kind of hard to do something there. I saw a pretty cool clip of Jameis Winston talking to a young fan in Dallas yesterday, and he was just telling him how courageous he was for showing up to Jerry World wearing a Giants jersey. And it was just a really encouraging interaction. It was a really sweet interaction. And it just goes to show, dude, we got to protect Jameis Winston at all costs. I had a lot of people approaching me at the last couple days at the gym. A lot of my gym family, community members over at Red Hawk Academy, approaching me and saying, look, the Bengals need to go out and get Jameis Winston. The Bengals need to trade for Jameis Winston. Because if they do that, Ja'Marr Chase is going to go for $5,000. It's just that simple. If they trade for Jameis Winston, Ja'Marr Chase is going to go for $5,000. And I got to tell these people, I got to say, look, it sounds amazing. You know, you see the edits, you see the ML football edits on Twitter. I mean, hell, those dumbass motherfuckers, they photoshopped, they cropped a Bengals jersey on Tom Brady the day that Joe Burrow got hurt. I said, why don't you take a little more salt and just sprinkle it in my wound with all this false hope? It's not false hope. It's actually a brain cell killing post to even send out. And these people make money doing this. These people, when Joe Burrow got hurt, I'm talking ML football. I'm talking all these spam accounts on Twitter. Dove Kleiman. God. Spare me, dude. Can you imagine that being your livelihood? What is the most clickbaity thing I can put on this post? It doesn't even have to be remotely true. What's the most clickbaity thing I can put on this NFL-oriented post? Nobody even knows who this guy is. I know the squealers when I see one. And why don't you take off your mask and show us all who you really are, Dove Kleiman? Ladies and gentlemen,
We are tonight's entertainment.
Just like bust into Dove, like you just dox Dove Climbing and you bust into his house or something and say that shit.
That's not even his real name, though, dude.
It's not even Dove Climbing's real name. Okay? I don't even know why I'm calling him Dove Climbing. Same with ML football. All these stupid JPA football, stupid fucking NFL spam bot accounts. Annihilate them all. The engagement farming. Sometimes you do get some juice from those accounts, but I mean, like sometimes Dove Climbing will be the first motherfucker that I see breaking, other than Schefter, obviously. Sometimes my timeline's fucked. Okay, so sometimes when some niche NFL news is broken, Dove Climbing's the first one that I see. Okay, and I'm not proud of it. Okay, in fact, I think I don't think I follow Dove anymore. He's just a shiesty little rat clickbaiter. That's all he is. And it's not even his real name. I keep calling him Dove. That's all I got on him.
Why don't you take off the mask and show us all who you really are?
As if he's some Batman type figure, bro. A masked vigilante. Dove Climbing. Okay, but ML football, I remember one time, I think it was when the Shamar Stewart shit was going on, before Shamar Stewart had signed his contract. And ML football had tweeted, Shamar Stewart going back to college. Bengals waste first draft, first round. It's the first round draft pick in NFL history that was wasted, and the Bengals wasted it. My buddy sent that to me like, you know, like it was official news. And I was like, hey, you got any other sources on that? And of course he was like, no. Because these motherfucking NFL clickbait accounts, all they do is spread fake news. Okay? So it really pissed me off. I was in my feelings. I'm out of my feelings about Joe Burrow and the Bengals now. The Bengals are all the way back. Okay? Jake Browning is better than Nick Foles. Jake Browning is going to lead the Cincinnati Bengals to a Super Bowl championship here this season. We've got the best offense in the league, and it's not even close. It's not even close. The Cincinnati Bengals will be your 2025-2026 NFL Super Bowl champions with Jake Browning at the helm. I don't care if Joe Burrow makes it back. Okay? I was sitting with my friend Sugar Sean O'Malley this morning at the coffee shop, and he did not. I've been wanting to talk about this Joe Burrow injury with anyone that'll listen the last couple days. And I woke up hopeful finally this morning. And so my friend Sugar Shane sat down next to me at the coffee shop, and I told him about what had occurred on Sunday.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And he did not know. He was like, oh, fuck. Really? I was like, yeah, but Jake Browning's going to take us to a motherfucking Super Bowl, baby. And he said, and Sean said, yeah, I was texting Joe Burrow the other day. I had no idea. I have to send him some good wishes. I said, you're texting my sweet prince, Joe Burrow? I'm getting an erection even thinking about that. I'm getting a boner even thinking about Joe Burrow being in my inbox. Yes, I'm gay for Joe Burrow, but now I'm gay for Jake Browning. And that's all there is to it. I'm fired up this morning. I woke up bricked. I headed outside. The sun's out now, but it's been a nice overcast morning in Phoenix, Arizona. It's been a nice overcast morning. I took my German short hair, who's laying right here at my feet. His name's Jasper. I took him out into the desert like we do every morning. And it was raining. And it was probably 80 degrees. And it was beautiful. It was the first time I'd seen this dog running full tilt, running his ass off as fast as he can. And he's fast as shit. He's probably faster than Julio Jones. You know, he's a German short hair pointer. Saw this dog running full tilt in the rain. He felt amazing. And I haven't seen him run like that all summer because it's just too goddamn hot. Okay. But I popped up this morning. I got a goddamn stretch session in right out of bed. Right out of bed. And it was a tough session too. And the thing about it is when you wake up, you have two choices. You can either pick up your phone and you can start scrolling and you can grab all that cheap fucking dopamine, but you got to pay for it later. You got to pay for that cheap dopamine later. Or you can go out in the sun, get some morning sun in your eyes, even if it's overcast. Even if it's overcast, it still helps you. Okay? And sit back in this motherfucking saddle pose, which is what I did. You sit back on your heels, and I'm 210 fucking pounds. First thing in the morning, sit back on your heels for 2 minutes straight and just suffer. Just put yourself in a mental torture chamber. But guess what? You guys remember how I mentioned that social media, that cheap dopamine, and then you pay for it later? Okay? When you do some shit like that, when you pop out of bed and you hop in that motherfucking saddle pose for 2 minutes and you're sitting there questioning your existence for 120 seconds straight, something magical happens. You do the opposite. You pay for it now, and then you get all this optimism later. And so I'm sitting here thinking that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be the Super Bowl champs this year with Jake Browning at the helm. And there's going to be a whole entire quarterback controversy in the offseason because in Cincinnati, nothing's simple. Nothing's simple in Cincinnati. And you're going to see all these NFL teams vying for Jake Browning's services. Chat. Chat. So that's where we're at. I should have just kept rolling. I was on a roll there, and I told myself, the chat and the viewers sitting here in front of me, I love you guys, and I love reading any good commentary that people have to bring in the chat. Conversation starters, questions, I love it all. But to me, the chat is a bit like, not the chat, the viewer count. It's a bit like Medusa. Okay? You stare at it, and then all you can think about is like, oh, what the fuck did I say to get all these people to drop off out of the chat? But you can't control it. So it's a moot point, and that's why it's rat poison. So we got an 11.5, 12.5 point spread in the game here in a couple of hours. It's a huge fucking spread. It's a giant ass spread. Especially for a division game, especially for a Thursday night game, especially for a pro football game. So I'm starting to learn, okay? And the only reason I even mention betting lines is to gauge public sentiment. I'm not really placing that many bets. Because I just see it as a fool's errand. I just see it as something that is going to cost me money. No matter how much I know about football, these guys are going to engineer these betting lines to shoot my cortisol to a level that I'm not comfortable with. You know, even if I bet $50, you know, it's still going to piss me off if I lose. I'm still going to be invested in the game. And some people say that's a good thing. I don't like being attached to outcomes. Unless it's Cincinnati. Unless it's the Bengals. You know, because that's just by default. And the Bengals, I talked about it yesterday. I'm going to talk about it today. I'll probably talk about it tomorrow. The Bengals are going to beat the Vikings on Sunday. The Bengals are going to beat the Broncos in week 4. Okay? And then they got 2 tough games in Detroit week 5 and Green Bay week 6, 2 NFC North matchups. If we take one of those and through 6 weeks we come out at 5-1, oh, I'm going to be erect. I'm going to have a bit of a chub going. I'm going to be about half mast if my Bengals through 6 weeks are 5-1 with Jake Browning at the helm. And I know we will be. Again, you look at the film. This guy, Jake, he steps in there and he commands this offense. He steps in there. He's got the build. He's got the aura. And he steps up there and he's just like, sling that motherfucker. Sling it up. I don't care if it's the ugliest games ever. My cortisol might shoot up. Like I said, my blood pressure might go high. I might get some cancer every now and then. But if we are winning football games, I thought about this yesterday. Everybody's like, oh, the sky's falling. Joe's out for the year. You know, another Bengals season wasted. If Jake Browning wasn't worth a damn, do you think he would have stepped in on Sunday in week 2 and led a comeback win like he did? And lead a ballsy-ass drive. I almost called it a nutty-ass drive. A ballsy-ass drive on that last series. Holy shit. When they had that 4th-and-3, and I watched Jake Brown just chuck it up there, and it's Andre Yoshi against Travis Hunter 1-on-1, I was like, God damn it. And then we get that flag, and it changed everything for us. It changed the game. I'm very optimistic. I woke up very, very, very optimistic this morning about my Cincinnati Bengals, about the state of the entire NFL season. Okay? And I do think, look, man, you get Joey B. I was talking to Sugar Sean O'Malley about this. Okay, you get Joe. He was the one that mentioned this, and I was like, "Damn, it's pretty crazy, pretty interesting to think about." You get Joey B a shot of some stem cells in that fucking toe. You get Joey B a shot of some peptides. If you know, I'm pretty sure that's not a banned substance in the league. Pretty sure stem cells aren't a banned substance. I keep looking at Medusa. I'm pretty sure stem cells, peptides are not banned substances in the NFL. You get Joey B a shot of some stem cells in his fucking big toe. You get him a shot of some peptides, which might be a similar, if not the same thing, in that fucking big toe. Okay? He's going to be back ready to rock. I know 3 months is the bare minimum, but I'm sitting here thinking, he might be able to make it back. But guess what? Even if he's out for the year, I'm confident in riding with Jake Browning. I think we all are at this point. I think this Cincinnati fan base has woken up and they've gotten a widespread, we've gotten a widespread shot of optimism this morning. I don't know what it is, but even the TikTok comments that I'm seeing on my videos today, all Cincinnati Bengals sports fans, the sentiment is feeling good today. I haven't gotten a single negative comment today on TikTok about Cincinnati's season. They've been all positive. We're riding with Jake. Jake is a dog. Jake's got big nuts. And dude, you think about it, like if Joey B gets a shot of some Joey B gets a shot of stem cells in that fucking big toe, right? My boy Shug was the one that brought this idea to my attention. Stem cells. He got some goddamn stem cells injected in his piece a couple years ago. Oh, fuck. Get some stem cells in that big toe. We might be able to be back for week 16. I think there's a gauntlet of games late in the year for Cincinnati. I know there's a gauntlet of games. I just don't know what week they're in. It's Baltimore. It's Buffalo. It's Baltimore. And do I think this defense has got the capacity to step up with some juice? Absolutely. I've been down on this defense all off season. But their play the first 2 weeks of the season.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Season where the Bengals have had to ride on them, rely on them, and they've come through 2 weeks in a row. I don't care about the quality of the teams, the perceived quality. Okay? Yes, in pro football, objectively, they might be two shitty teams, but it's still pro football. People forget when talking about this shit, when analyzing this shit, that it doesn't matter if it's the 32nd best team in the league. These guys are still the best players in the fucking world. And this defense for Cincinnati has stood tall when the team needed them 2 weeks in a row. And this defense is why the Bengals sit at 2-0. And they're going to be 3-0 after this week. And they're going to be 4-0 after the Denver game. I'm calling it right now. Book it. Cincinnati Bengals in 2025 are starting 4-0. I can't speak on the Lions game week 5. I can't speak on the Packers game week 6. 4-0. Book it. I'm accounting for two games that haven't happened yet. It's pro football. Obviously, anything can happen. I'm not backtracking. I'm just saying. Don't come into my comments if some fluky shit happens. You know what I mean? Don't do it. Big Lance in the chat. What's up, brother? Appreciate you popping in. So, you know, tonight's game, being in Buffalo, that's going to be a factor. My Pop Warner team has practice at 6 p.m. my time, 9 p.m. Eastern during the game. That's going to be a factor for me. And It's gonna. I think the early part of the game is gonna be the deciding factor. Is Miami gonna come out with some juice and pound and hang in, stand in the box and bang, or are they just gonna lay down on their back, belly up? Josh Allen, you're our daddy. It's going to be interesting because these division games, you just don't really know. Like you look at week one, Cincinnati versus Cleveland, you just don't know. The discrepancy doesn't matter as much in division games because there's that mental, emotional, spiritual difference in knowing that we're familiar with this team, we're familiar with this organization, we see them twice a year. We see them twice a year. I think the reason I'm so jazzed today, boys, is because I had two coffees. My friend Sugar Shane, he got himself a coffee with like, it was one of those coffees that, you know, they got the coffee at the bottom and then they got all the milk and the cream like for the rest of the drink. And he was like, can I get a Washington? Can I get a Washington? And I said, what's a Washington? And he told me, I said, that sounds pretty good. I get a Washington as well. I get a Washington. And of course, everybody was kind of agitated. It's fun to say it that way. I wasn't raised saying it that way. Obviously, I know it's Washington. I'm looking at a picture. I'm not bullshitting right now. I'm looking at a picture in my studio of George Washington. You know, some people are like, it's Washington. I know, Washington. I'm going to wash my clothes, motherfucker. So, I don't know if I have much more to offer than that on the Dolphins-Bills game. Obviously, Devin Achain will be a big factor. Obviously, Josh Allen, James Cook, big factors. Guys are rolling. You know, Josh Allen has got that check down connection with James Cook route. Just come out of the backfield and run a James Hook. Throw that little check down. That motherfucker likes to go side to side and then work his way down the field, especially against shitty defenses. But he's on my fantasy team. I've got two backs that split carries on my fantasy teams. Two great backs nonetheless, but I got Jahmyr Gibbs, I got James Cook. These motherfuckers split carries with David Montgomery and Ray Davis, respectively. Not good for me week in, week out, but we'll see. I mean, it's $50. But I could put that on a Bengals Super Bowl future bet. And probably, what's the Bengals Super Bowl odds right now? I think it's like 80 to 1 or something. $50 times, I think it's 80 to 1, something like that. I know that the Bengals are like 30 to 1 to even win the AFC now that Joe Burrow's down 35 to 1. So $50 times 35, $50 times 80, it's a good chunk of change. Decent chunk. I don't know of many other. Oh, yeah, I know the Colts are playing the Titans this weekend. And I saw some article with some jerk-offs from The Athletic. New York Times owned The Athletic, a failing news outfit. They have left-leaning football analysis. Go woke, go broke. It's what they say. No, but these people at The Athletic, they got... I don't mind The Athletic. I actually read The Athletic to prep for the show at times. It's like Paul Daner, who's the Cincinnati Bengals beat writer for The Athletic, it does a really good job. does a really good job. I'm pretty sure I've shouted him out on the show before. He does a really good job. But some jerk-offs over at The Athletic, I read an article this morning, and they're like, our in-house betting analysts, like, shut the fuck up. You think any of these guys know any better about betting than you or me? No, they're just wasting their time reading and writing about it. The house always wins. I will say, though, the Bengals being a three-point dog, and I talked about this yesterday. Okay, Trump hands. Talked about this yesterday. Bengals being a three-point dog, absolute travesty. Okay, absolute travesty for the Vegas books because if the people of the public are smart, they will take advantage of that line. Carson, human turnover Wentz, thinks that God will save him whenever he goes out onto the NFL field and doesn't have to prepare. I'm just talking out of my ass. There's just something about Carson Wentz that's always bothered me. You know, I was raised Christian. I got no problem with Christians. It's just something about him that bothers me. I feel like he thinks old Gotti boy is going to save him. And then he throws a bunch of interceptions. But that's just me. I'm pretty sure his wife is from my hometown, Lexington, Kentucky. And I'm pretty sure they met at some like Young Life camp. I went to one of those camps one time when I was in high school, an impressionable high school student. It's very cringy. Very, very cringy. Grooming young people. Grooming young people. That's you know, it's just part of the game, man. Just part of the game. What else? What else? I don't know how I make some of these shows go an hour. I've only talked for 30 minutes. I feel like I poured my heart out today, you know? I feel like it's one of those things. We probably got some good clips out of the show already today. Probably got some... trying to think if there's anything else. I mean, I know about the Colts-Titans game. Like, why would you not go with Indy the way they've been playing? You know, you got Carly Ursay Gordon eavesdropping on the goddamn play calls there in Indy. And my immediate reaction is keep females as far away from football as we can, but goddamn, the motherfuckers are winning. They're moving up the NFL power rankings. The Bengals ain't. Maybe the Bengals need to, no. Actually, I would take Jake Browning 1,001 times over Anthony Richardson. I really would. What NFL quarterbacks that are starters, that are perennial starters, is Jake Browning better than? He's better than Tua. He's better than Joe Flacco. I think he's probably better than Kyler Murray. I think he's probably better than Brock Purdy. I think he's probably better than Geno Smith. I think, let's go to, let me think, NFC West, NFC East. I think at this juncture, he's probably better than Russell Wilson. I really want to say he's better than Dak Prescott. Who's that last NFC East team? You got Dallas, you got New York, you got Washington, you got... Who am I missing? Oh, Philly. He's not better than Jalen Hurts. The Jacob, my man, what up? So far, we think Jake Browning's better than Tua. We think he's better than Russell Wilson. We think he's better than Dak. We think he's better than Brock Purdy for sure. Okay. Hesitate to say Daniel Jones. Normally I would, but he's playing football right now. Got God damn, he's better than Trevor Lawrence for sure. Just beat him.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Better than CJ Stroud right now. If I clip this boy, it's going to piss so many people off. It'd be awesome.
You don't know ball. You don't know ball.
Who else is he better than? AFC East. He's better than Drake May. And we're talking about Jake Browning, by the way, for anyone new to the show. Better than Tua. Better than Russell Wilson. He's better than Brock Purdy. He's better than Dak. He's better than Drake May. He's better than Kyler Murray. That's six. Let me think. He's better than Geno Smith. That's seven. Just trying to think of all the quarterbacks off the top of my head. He's better than Justin Fields. Justin Fields is out. Let me think. Better than Joe Flacco. That's nine. Rich Eisen said it the other day. He's better than a third of the starting quarterbacks in the league. I agree. We just came up with about nine off the top of our head. That's about a third. So, you know, that's just could be bias, but also could be fact. You know, there's a lot of sports talking heads that are completely navigated by bias, like Skip Bayless. So why can't we be one of them? Why can't the Cincinnati Bengals be the 2025 Super Bowl champs? Tell me why they can't. This defense is carried, boy. This defense has carried this team for the first 2 weeks. Jordan Battle has been one of the biggest difference makers on this defense, and I will bring my hat to the table and say that I was wrong about Jordan Battle. And I hope he doesn't see this and get complacent and then lay an egg and make me look like an ass. Okay, but I don't think he will. His brother makes him look like an ass. You ever see Jordan Battle's brother, Jalen, on Twitter? Guy wiles out. You know? Still don't know if he knows ball or not. He's definitely trying to get them impressions up with the shit he says. I'll tell you that much. Think I'm going on. Let me think. I haven't had nicotine for 4 or 5 days in a row right now. It's the longest I've gone in years. I got some new nicotine pouches coming in tomorrow. They're called Athletic Nicotine. My friend Sean is an investor in the company, and he put me on. He told me I need to get some, so I did. I ordered some. And they will be here tomorrow. Some little 3-milligram pouches with apparently the cleanest ingredients in the game. The cleanest. Stop. That's racist. The cleanest ingredients in the game. Athletic Nicotine. Not going to turn this into a commercial, but God damn, when we're popping off in a year, 2 years, 3 years, maybe we get a little brand deal going with them, and they could start sending it to me for free. Okay, but in order to do that, anybody that's in here watching that's not subbed to the channel, y'all got to sub to the channel, boy. You got to sub, click that button, sub to the channel. I keep getting this guy on my shorts feed. It's like a guy that goes live, and he's like his whole stream is like, like he's literally doing that for like hours. And I don't know, maybe I can't confirm because I don't. Can you imagine sitting there and watching somebody just talking about nothing like that for like hours, just rotting your own brain? Maybe that's what listening to me is like. I hope it isn't, but it could be. You know what I mean? We try to have something to talk about here. Football is typically that constant. You know, throw in a little health here and there. I love to get sunlight in my eyes. I love to get that cold plunge going. I love to get that meditation going. I love to get that journal and writing down going. Sometimes when I journal, I kind of press down on the page too hard. I kind of get in that flow and I want to just fucking write. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, this Dolphins-Bills game is going down here in about an hour 15, I'd imagine. Maybe like hour and a half tops. So I guess I could try to cut up some clips for that game before then, previewing that game. It's so nice having a daily live show when you're talking about football, because you can get all your thoughts out in real time to people in a timely manner because it's in real time. And I've been doing this long enough that I feel like I can carry a show. You know, we've been doing this show about a year and a half, maybe longer. And obviously for the first, I mean, really, we started doing the live Monday through Friday. This is the third week. So we're just getting started objectively on this shit, but we've been doing this show for a lot longer. It was just tough having a football-based show where you got to upload the show to the editor, and then, you know, I love my editor to death. He's the best, you know, but you got to upload it to him. You know, he's got a life, so the turnaround for the episode takes a couple days. And there's really not even that much to edit, cut out. The only thing that was different about the show as a regular, call it regular podcast, was we would throw like some videos on the screen. And I'm pretty sure I'm starting to figure out how to do that now. And I actually have a video for you guys today. And like I said, I'm figuring it out. So anybody that's in here watching, I'm not trying to engagement bait right now. I'm not trying to engagement farm right now. I need you guys to let me know for my own sake, for to help me in the chat, if you guys can hear the audio to this video. You guys got it? Good. Let me know. Seriously, let me know if you can hear the audio. Because I can't, but you guys might be able to. I know they won't be able to hear the audio on the actual podcast episode, Spotify episode. Could you guys hear the audio to that? Anybody that just watched that video I can't hear the audio, but my streaming software is weird. It's showing like feedback on the panel where I input the video. But yeah, anybody that just watched that with me, let me know if you could hear that. That would help me out a lot. But I won't hold up the show. Anybody that watched that with me, just let me know if you can hear the audio to that video or not. And I guess on the replay, on the YouTube replay, we'll be able to know. But anyway, boys and girls, I think that's going to be all for today. I think we covered some good ground today. We'll obviously see what happens in this Bills-Dolphins game tonight. It's kind of a cop-out, cheap answer, but I think if the Dolphins are able to take deep shots early and get some hitters to Tyreek Hill, I don't know if Jalen Waddle's hurt or not. I feel like that guy's always hurt. But if they're able to get some deep hitters, make some big plays, take some shots, get some big chunk plays, this might be a pretty close ball game. I think that spread is huge. 11.5, 12.5. I think that's a huge spread. But it is in Buffalo, so they always say in the NFL betting lines, they skew 3 points one way or another depending on who the home team is. So I'd imagine if it was in Miami, it'd be closer to like a 9.5-point spread. But anyways, it'll be interesting to see how that game pans out. I'm going to try and watch as much of it as I can, but then, like I said, I've got Pop Warner practice. So we'll continue to monitor the situation. If you're watching this and you're not subbed, this is the number one fastest growing live football podcast on YouTube. So you better subscribe because you're going to see us again, and you're probably going to be regretful that you didn't jump on the wave when you did. You never know. There might be special benefits for people that jump in at the ground floor because this channel is the fastest growing live football show on the planet. With that being said, we're about to upload this episode to the audio platforms, and then we're going to go play some Madden live here on this channel. Play a game. We do so every day after the podcast. So, boys and girls, that's it. I believe this is episode 77 of this storied podcast, In the Jar. We're here Monday through Friday every day around 5 or 6-ish Eastern time. So, pop on in, grab yourself a seat, and enjoy as we continue our ascent into the stratosphere. Love you guys, and God bless. We will see you tomorrow to wrap up the week.